It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Oh my goodness, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning.
Boy,
Mike.
Is it ever. Boy, it has been some glorious days lately. It really has.
Truly, that is the word right there. Glorious. We'd love to
fantastic.
See. We'd love to see a picture of everyone's backyard, front yard, side yard. We'd love to see just how you woke up this morning. 850-437-1620. And we'd love to hear from you if you have a question for Mike Wiggins here on the Garden Line. Of course, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Get those questions in. Man, we were busy. Down to the last second last week.
Oh, we were. And thank you. Thanks to our listeners for chiming in and joining the conversation. We really appreciate it. And I can't remember exactly what it was, but we learned a couple of things ourselves, Jenna. We did our listeners had the answers to things we did not. And I always appreciate that because, as I say, I learn something on almost every show we do because of our listeners. So anyway, we appreciate that very, very much. One thing we probably ought to start the show on, and I know our listeners are probably tired of this, but it seems it's always water. I was driving into the studio. I said, you know, maybe I shouldn't even mention it, but we need to talk because it is so dry. Don't get me wrong. This weather is fabulous. It's just great. But we've still got to arrange our watering to compensate for the lack of rain. And the reason I guess we bring this up every show is that we've been through a couple of months of it rained every day. So we had to talk about that and what the ramifications were of all that. And now we are in a very, very dry period, which is typical for this time of year. It's nothing new. But we have to react to that also. So in other we have got to be sure our watering schedule is correct. And it's hard to exact to say this time of year, really. But if you live in Gulf Breeze or, let's say, Cordova Park or in Warrington, if you live over in these areas where you have really just basically sand, you're going to have to water a little bit more than whether you live up off 9 Mile Road, just because the soil composition is just a little bit different. So what I've had people ask me this. I was asked this at church the other day. I said, Mike, I get that a lot. Mike, how often should I water my yard right now? Well, I would say if you're in a really sandy soil area where it dries out very quickly, I would almost go back to the hot summer of three times a week for, say, 30 minutes. You may be able to go two times a week, 30 to 45 minutes. That probably would work also. But you do need to probably pick it up a little bit. A little further north, you may not, the two times a week is probably going to be just fine. But I don't see any rain coming. Maybe on Thursday they're talking about a little bit of rain, but we've talked about it before and it never has happened. So we have to be very, very careful because, as I always say, what we're doing is, one, protecting our investment of that lawn and shrubs that we've babied and fertilized and messed with all summer and all spring and all fall. We can't let it all go downhill because we don't water enough. So watch the weather. Enjoy this. It's a great time to get out in the yard. And today we're going to still talk about our November checklist.
Mm-hmm.
But don't stay in the house, but be sure to watch that water.
No, today is a day to get out. Okay, so let's recap. Watch your water. Watch the weather. The sandier the soil, the more water you're going to need.
I think that's accurate.
Ding, ding, ding. I nailed it.
You got it. And also, we also say this, you know, while we're talking water, those container plants, because we've had a fair amount of wind lately, are going to dry out very, very quickly. So if you've got some hibiscus and mandevilla, all these things, you're just trying to nurse to the end of the, till we get into some really cold weather. You need to be sure to water those probably a little more frequently than you do the lawn, because they dry out so very fast.
Water those potted flowers.
Do it.
Make sure you get the water out there. Okay, hey, I want to go ahead and remind everyone, because they're already waking up, Mike, okay? 850-437-1620. We've got Lynn from Pensacola on the line. Good morning, Lynn. Welcome to the Garden Line.
Hey, Lynn, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a... Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, yes, we sure can.
Oh, great. Great. Good morning. Lynn from the Garden Center. I personally have new zoysia that's 12 days old, put down, didn't finish it. My lawn service came, didn't knock on the door, didn't know they were there, and put an application of iron and fertilizers and all kind of stuff. I'm just asking, and I called them in a panic at 4:30 yesterday when I saw it after it was done, and they're checking on it, but is there anything, should I have turned on the water and washed it through, or is it going to kill my new zoysia?
I don't think it is, and let me tell you why.
It had iron and something else.
Right.
A whole bunch of other stuff.
Exactly. And the iron is fine. I think the iron is just fine. Insofar as the fertilization is concerned, I'm going to wager that your lawn service put down the winterizer with the a lot of potash in it. That should not have hurt that new zoysia at all. Matter of fact, it might help it. It's really interesting. I think we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. We always recommend a 10-5-14 as a winterizer fertilizer. But way back in the day, that same winterizer fertilizer was labeled new lawn starter. So if that's the type of fertilizer they use, I think you're in pretty good shape. Now, here's one thing you have to be very careful. I just don't like spraying any type of weed killer on newly sodded grass. So here's what I would do.
It was for nut sedge. The weed killer something to get the nut sedge out. I don't have nut sedge.
I was just going to say, they shouldn't have been. With brand new sod, you should not have any nut sedge problems. But here's what I would do, Lynn. I would go to what we talked about a minute ago on your watering schedule. I would water it three times a week. For a couple of weeks, no matter what the rain, quite frankly, and at least 30 minutes, maybe 45. And let's just get plenty of water in there, and I'll be sure it's well irrigated. But to make a long story short, I feel like with that zoysia, if that zoysia was really healthy and you continue this watering, I think you're going to be okay, especially if they use the fertilizer and the iron. I think you'll be fine. So... but keep that water to it, and I think it'll be okay. I'd go for it.
Thank you for your expertise.
Oh no,
I appreciate you.
And
we all do at the Garden Club.
We appreciate you, Lynn. I promise you that.
I love that so much. That was so great. Thank you, Lynn, for calling in, and thank you. I'm seeing your texts roll in. We actually have another caller on the phone, so we are busy over here on the Garden Line already this morning. 850-437-1620. Let's get Carol from Lillian. What's your question this morning for Mike?
Hey, Carol, good morning.
We'll try her again in just a moment. It's about 9:14 here on the Garden Line. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out this morning with Mike Wiggins. He's here to answer your questions. I'm here to Google and take notes. But that's
being much too modest. We've been doing this for a while now, and you've got the answers to so many of these questions. You could just do this yourself.
I would try, But, you know, you have taught me amazing things like how to pronounce the word zoysia and, you know, not to get the entire mixed package of fertilizer, winterizer, weed killer, and, you know, greenery, whatever it is, limer, all
at
once.
Feed.
Exactly. No, exactly.
Exactly. See, you got it. That's the basics. You've got
the
it.
The basics. All right. Hey, Mike, we're going to take a quick break here. It's about 9:15 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Get those questions in for Mike on the Garden Line 850-437-1620.
Hey Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We want to thank each of you for voting us the 2021 Best of the Bay winner for Best Plumbing Service. But most of all, we want to thank you for putting your trust in us. Being the best comes from having the best team in town that does the job right and with our flat rate pricing system where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done. For nearly 50 years, we've been Pensacola's plumber, taking care of all your plumbing problems. We are so grateful for being recognized year after year as the best of the Bay in plumbing service by our loyal customers like you. We know you don't need a plumber every day, but when you do, call the best, Barbieri Plumbing, at 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF11067749.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
If there's one place you don't want to get rushed, it's when you're at the doctor. Quality time is the key to quality health care. With VIP care, it's not an in-and-out 15-minute once-over in the exam room. You get time with your doctor to get the best treatment. And VIP care is all about prevention, too. They want to help you get healthy and stay healthy. You really are a VIP.
Better health. It's about time.
VIP care.
In Pensacola on Davis Highway, Pine Forest Road, and Mobile Highway. In Milton on Caroline Street.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 has an immediate job opening for an experienced news reporter and anchor. We're an award-winning news team with a strong sense of local community and a desire to serve and inform the thousands of people who rely on us for breaking news, weather, and traffic. If you know the importance of accurate news reporting, a creative writer, and engaging storyteller, this is the next step in your journalism career. Contact HR at newsradio1620.com or apply at newsradio923.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek.
Nothing like a little Louis Armstrong to get the morning started.
Oh, it's
good
so
job,
smooth.
Jenna.
It's so smooth.
Oh, he is amazing.
I'm so thankful. It's a good morning here on the Garden Line. I'm Jenna Barr hanging out with Mike Wiggins. Text or call in your questions, 850-437-1620. We have Carol from Lillian on the line. Carol, you there this morning?
I am here now.
Hey, Carol, good morning.
You.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, I'm glad. I have a question. I have three container citrus plants. They're still. I have a lemon and lime that is about 3 years old, and I've transplanted them into a larger container on wheels. And then I've also got like a little orange plant
Yes.
That is maybe about, maybe I've had it about a year or so, and it's still in its original container. My question is, I needed to find out, like, for winterizing them. I can bring them inside if necessary, and I was wondering at what point do I bring them in and take them back out, and also, like, fertilization or anything that I need to do to, you know, help them sustain the winter.
Yeah, that's a good question, because so many of us have citrus in containers. I have a good friend who has the most gorgeous citrus, but they're in huge containers, probably 30-gallon containers. Anyway, they're so big, nobody could move them. It's just the way it is.
Right.
But if I heard you right, Carol, some of yours are on wheels. You've got wheels, so you can roll them into the garage or into a storage shed or somewhere where they can avoid freezing. I assume that's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I would do. I think I would like to leave them outside, but once you see, you know, here in our area, you know, we can, we'll go through our little chart in a minute to tell you when we may get a freeze, but I'd avoid a frost. I really would. Once you start getting into the 40, high 30s, I would be tempted to go ahead and move them in somewhere. Hopefully where you move them will have some light, it won't be a dark garage, but move them somewhere to avoid those low temperatures. If you can't, wrap them, and that's what my friend does with his big ones. He wraps his in a blanket. That don't use any plastic. That's wrong, because it can form a miniature greenhouse if you don't get that plastic off of it fast enough and burn them up. So wrap them in a nice blanket, if you will, if you have to leave them outside. If you are in a situation where they're on the southern exposure of your home, that's better, as opposed, obviously, to the northern exposure. Also, I would not fertilize them, considering the situation, because what you don't want to do is to fertilize them and then promote some great new growth, which fertilizer will do. And we get into our November, we can have some warmer weather. We're going to be close to 80 here, and put on that new growth, and then have that frost and freeze come, which will damage all of that new growth. I would just leave them alone, obviously keep them watered, and be ready on a moment's notice, if it looks like we're going to get into the 30s, to move them in. So that's what I would do.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. And I do appreciate all your help and enjoy the show very much.
Well, we appreciate you calling from Lillian. What's going on in Lillian? What's happening over there?
Quiet as usual.
Is that right? You know, they grow a lot of sod over in Lillian.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of sod farms over there. A lot of the sod farms, yes. People who sold sod over the years have made golf courses out of that particular land. It's some of the greatest golf courses ever over near Lillian. So it's a great place to live.
And beautiful, yes.
Yeah, my husband's been known to pick up a block or two off the road when the truck's passing.
That's right.
You come home with him, I'm like, what are you going to do with that? I'm going to plant it.
Are you sure it's not more than a block or two? Just asking.
That's too funny.
No. Just, hey, it's roadkill.
There you go. That's fair game. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
hey, thank you for calling us. We appreciate it. We appreciate you calling us.
That is so sweet. Thank you, Carol, so much. Hey, 850-437-1620. You're listening to The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with Mike Wiggins. Hey, Mike, is there anything we can do at this point to prepare our St. Augustine grass for winter?
Well, we are really getting to the end of the road. I think I've said that for the last 3 weeks, of putting the winterizer fertilizer on there. However, if you've got it, I would go ahead and put it out. I don't think it would hurt anything. Water it very, very good. Also, be on the lookout for the fungus in St. Augustine this time of year. A lot of people say, oh my goodness, you know, that's a summertime problem. Well, it's not totally a summertime problem. We can have it right now, especially with all that rain we had previously. So we know what to look for. Look for the circular areas with the brown, burnt brown look along the circumference of those particular areas, and if so, you probably need to treat it. insofar as insects are concerned, chinch bugs, sod webworms, that type of thing, I think we're about past all of that. I think with the cooler weather and headed into fall, those particular insects that damage St. Augustine are very, very tropical. So I don't think that's a worry, but do look out for the fungus. Continue the water schedule like we talked about it earlier in the show, and I think you'll be fine. That winterizer you put on there, or are going to put on there, does have the potash, which helps strengthen the roots. You won't see any change in your grass. It won't green up and any of that. But what you will see, hopefully, is a healthier lawn coming out of dormancy next spring.
All right.
Also, one other thing, Jenna.
Yes.
And we may talk about this later. Sometimes it may take longer than just a comment. If you're going to do any weed killer, pre-emergence weed killer, I always have liked the middle of November to do that. That will take care of some of the winter weeds. It will carry over into the spring when in middle of February, 1st of March, you repeat that same application. That is going to help these weeds or inhibit them from germinating and becoming a problem in your yard. I've always liked the formula, and people have different formulas for pre-emergence weed killer, but I've always liked the mid-November, mid-February, early March application of a pre-emergence to help control the weeds. So if you're have had weeds this summer in your St. Augustine. Some of them are annuals. The cold weather will get some of them. But if you want to help inhibit future weeds, this is a good time in St. Augustine, and really in St. Augustine, centipede, and azolla, to put out a pre-emergence.
Okay, very good. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to wrap up this first half hour of The Garden Line. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team's mission is simple: quality, integrity, and grit. Christina and her team are a team of experienced real estate agents at Levin Rinke Realty, serving hearts one home at a time. The Leavenworth team sells close to 200 homes a year. They're experts when it comes to pricing and marketing your home, so it sells fast and for top dollar. When helping buyers, they're knowledgeable, quick, and focused to get you the best home for the best price. The team has been featured on Real Estate Rockstars, the number one real estate podcast. They're also endorsed by Dave Ramsey as an endorsed local provider. The team hangs their hat on six key core values: quality, integrity, agility, courage, respect, trust, and fun. Contact Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty and get more money for your home. 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158.
This following message is brought to you by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and its radio station.
This is Craig Fugate, the former director of Florida Emergency Management. In this time of COVID, you need to update your hurricane preparedness plan. That means knowing what evacuation zone you live in order to leave, you need to go. Take your pets and stay with family or friends, or at an inland hotel. Shelters are another option. Know your zone, know your home. For more information, go to floridastorms.org. That's floridastorms.org.
What brings over 200 award-winning and up-and-coming songwriters to the Gulf Coast each year? What Top 20 event in the Southeast is the oldest continuously running event of its kind in the country? It's the Frank Brown International Songwriters Festival. The Coast comes alive with music in over two dozen venues in early November. Meet the writers, hear the stories behind the songs, and enjoy their music. Don't miss it, now through November 14th, all along the Gulf Coast. Get details and learn more at frankbrownsongwriters.com.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Keep climbing.
It's intercepted. Picked off at the 12-yard line. Nobody is going to catch him. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, FSU.
The Noles renew their rivalry against the Miami Hurricanes.
How about them Noles? Celebrate. Dance to the war champ.
Kickoff is set for 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central. Pre-game coverage begins at 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central. Right here on your home for Florida State football.
FSU versus Miami, Saturday at 12:30 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
into them their eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with them their eyes. They're making me feel so happy.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I feel like I have to do my jazz music station radio
voice.
We have to
give credit to the artist. Who is that?
It is Carmen McRae.
Carmen McRae.
Yes. So that's Them Their Eyes. And it's on my Jazz for Lovers list, of course.
It's a good one. No doubt.
Oh, and we've got a surprise for you when we come back. But first, we're going to go on over to the newsroom and say good morning to Mark Jacobs.
What do you say, Mark? Good morning.
I say good morning. Did you see the fire in the sky last night?
Oh, I missed it.
Freaking splashdown.
No.
Well, they're back home now.
Good.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The Biden administration warns in a federal court filing blocking its coronavirus mandate for large businesses would cost dozens or hundreds of lives a day.
A New Orleans-based court of appeals put OSHA vaccine requirements on hold after challenges from Republican-led states and some private businesses, arguing there was no reason to rush a ruling since the mandate does not take effect until early next year.
Fox's Jared Halpern. General Electric is splitting itself up into three publicly traded companies.
It'll combine its GE Renewable Energy, GE Power, and GE Digital businesses. Its GE Healthcare business will be spun off in early 2023. What remains will be called GE and will contain its aviation business. Chief Executive Larry Culp says separating into three global public companies will allow each to benefit from greater focus and accountability.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
931 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's 64 and sunny. I'm Mark Jacobs. It's great to be back to planet Earth. That's what the mission commander of SpaceX's Crew 2 said last night after a splashdown off the coast of Pensacola. The Dragon capsule carrying the four astronauts undocked from the International Space Station yesterday afternoon, followed by the eight-hour return. Fireball created by the reentry seen by residents up and down the coast prior to the splashdown. After medical checkups, the team was flown back to Houston. The Bear Levin Studer YMCA celebrating 5 years at their new building this week. Y officials telling us the upgraded facility meant double the usable space, and more than that, meant being part of revitalizing downtown.
We feel like we're a big part of the continued renaissance of downtown Pensacola. You know, we're driving foot traffic in a space that was just an empty lot before.
That's the YMCA's local director of advancement, Andrea Rosenbaum, says the upgraded building has allowed a whole new group of people to use the facilities, saying they've reached more than 18,000 people with their outreach programs. Now the WEAR weather forecast. Sunshine today, a high near 75. Mostly cloudy tonight, 53, then partly sunny Wednesday. Tomorrow's high, 74. 64 now in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 61 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Nearly a dozen Senate Democrats are calling on President Biden to fight high gas prices by considering a release of barrels from the nation's emergency oil stockpile, or even taking the more extreme step of banning oil exports. The lawmakers say the 7-year high in gas prices has placed an undue burden on families and small businesses trying to make ends meet. Did you make a feel-good COVID purchase for yourself that you're now regretting? Apparently, a lot of people in Britain did. A survey of 4,000 people found 90% treated themselves to purchases ranging from clothes to hot tubs, costing an average of $1,600. 9% say they no longer use the purchases. 8% admitted they didn't use them at all. Gaming equipment, home gyms, bikes, jewelry, musical instruments, bread makers, pizza ovens, and hot tubs all appeared on the regret list. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials down 193 at 36,238. The NASDAQ's down 75, S&P 500 off 20. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
November the 9th, 2002, from Veterans Park along Bayfront Parkway in Pensacola, this is News Radio 1620. With hundreds looking on, newsmen have joined in the applause as dedication ceremonies were completed here for the memorial honoring veterans of World War II. This memorial, joining those for World War I and the Vietnam War, was described as the next step in creating a site for honor for so many who have served the military and were from here or now our local residents. In the dedication ceremony, Captain John Pritchard, who has been one of the park's originators from the beginning, introduced those who had planned, raised funds for, and then worked physically to complete this handsome World War II memorial. The 12-man group has had as campaign chairman the retired Admiral Mickey Wiesner. Vince Wibbs was chairman. Design was by architect Keith White, with the five life-size bronze statues done by Captain Bob Rasmussen. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It is Hit Me.
Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Well,
I'll make a bet. We have never played that before.
I don't think anybody has.
Nobody
been
has played that before.
Play that on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I'm just going to say.
Great stuff.
We want to have fun. I was, you know, doing my best DJ work back here, and that was the one that won. But just a little, you know, jock jams for early in the morning.
Exactly. Are DJs required to dance like you were dancing?
I
think that's part
book,
of the job, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. In my book, every day is a requirement to dance.
There
as long
you
as
go.
You're alive, you better start dancing, because that's what I'm going to do.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Mike Wiggins is here on the Garden Line to answer your calls and your texts, 850-437-1620. We're going to start. Let's get back to our list
our
that we started
our November,
last week.
Our November checklist. And we hit water. We've hit water twice.
Water.
So we're not going to go there anymore. We hit mowing last week, where the word of the day was do not mow your lawn too low. Mm-hmm. Don't scalp it. Mow at the same level that you do during the summer. And we just had a talk when we talked with, I think it was Carol, about putting out pre-emergence fertilizer. Well, a lot of folks this time of year will have some dollarweed or Florida pusley or some of these broadleaf weeds that are really bugging them and want to use a post-emergence, like Trimec, if you will, or some ortho weed begone, that type of thing. Good time to do that. The temperatures are just right to do that also. So if you really want to go out and spray the weeds that are there, go ahead and do it. But keep in mind, you don't want to do it if it's going to rain. You don't want to water that in for at least 24 hours, maybe 48 hours, as opposed to the pre-emergence, which you can water in, if you will. So pre-emergence and post-emergence, the temperatures are right. The weather is dry, and that's good. So something, if you are going to do that, not a bad time to do it, whatever. Also, don't forget, we said this last week, but on our checklist is, if somebody, like we talked to, who did we talk to earlier? They just put down the zoysia grass. Some people say, oh, no, you don't want to do that going into the fall. Well, that's not true. It's a good time. You can put down sod. Just be sure that it's good sod. It's got a good base to it. It's weed-free, and you'll be in business. And then you really do need to water every day for a couple of weeks just to get those roots all settled in. So sodding is okay. One other thing that we haven't talked about too much is that as we go into the winter, to protect a lot of our plants, we may need to mulch around them. And of course, I think pine straw is still great. But one thing about pine straw, if you're going to buy it, check it out first. Some of the pine straw that you see in the marketplace is old. And you start taking it apart, and it's all gray and moldy inside. You don't want to buy that. That's a waste of money. But if it's nice, fresh, brown pine straw, that's a great mulch to help keep the moisture in and protect the plant during the winter. Also, I have four mulches that one can use. One is pine straw. One is pine bark. Sometimes it washes away, but I have a very level front yard. And I use pine bark on my entire front yard flower bed. I like the look of it. It's a little darker than, say, the cypress mulch. And I have found it to be very satisfactory. It's the large stuff, the large pine bark. I think that works. Cypress mulch is good. Cypress mulch is a little lighter, and it is really good. It doesn't wash. It'll kind of, I want to say, cling to itself. That's not entirely the way it is, but it doesn't wash away. And but finding pine bark, I mean cypress mulch, this spring was very, very difficult. And you used to be able to buy what I'm going to say was pure cypress mulch. Now it seems when you buy cypress mulch, you're buying a blend, which to me doesn't look quite as good as the pure cypress mulch. But at your garden centers, I'm not sure you're going to be able to find the old type of cypress mulch anymore. And one last one, and this is one that I feel very strongly about. A lot of people, if they have a little flower bed, say, well, I'm going to put in some nice decorative rocks, the little bitty pebbles, if you will, the white pebbles. My recommendation is don't do it. Because next year or the year after that or whenever, and you change your mind, getting those rocks out of that bed.
Oh, my word, they're a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. You've done it before. I think you've said that before. And it is a nightmare.
It was the entire family to scoop those bad boys up and put them in buckets. You know, the paint mixing buckets?
Yes.
And then, I mean, we sold them, so we were able
to
make
money. You sold the rocks?
Yeah, people bought them. Listen, you can sell a chewed piece of gum on Marketplace, and some person's going to buy it.
Never thought of that.
Anyways, they did. They bought it, but it is a little bit of a pain. But I think they're so pretty.
Oh, they are. They look very nice. But, our sandy soil, they'll kind of, with enough watering and all that in the rain, they kind of bury themselves. And so when you start to remove them, you find that you got to dig much deeper than you thought you would. You thought you could just kind of rake them out. Not so. So I would just avoid the rocks. Like I say, pine straw, I think, is the best. The pine bark and the cypress mulch are both good also. But mulching is very important this time of year to kind of, as I say, keep the moisture in, protect from the cold. I think that's very important. Now, one other thing on our checklist is spraying with ultra-fine oil on our basic landscape plants. Boxwood, azaleas, camellias, ligustrum, Cliera japonica, you can go right down the list. On our basic plants, not any of the arborvitaes and that type of thing, but on the broadleaf evergreens, if you will, ultra-fine oil is really something we should do. I think I've mentioned before that back in the day in Pensacola, it was just kind of a rite of spring and a rite of fall. Everybody did it because it protected the plants. It got to scale. It smothered the scale. It protected the plant from disease and insects and that type of thing. Matter of fact, there were some services around Pensacola back then. That's all they did. That's all they did is spray that oil spray. Back in the day, we used to call it Volk oil spray. That was the brand name. It was an ortho product. But nowadays, ultrafine oil is better. The reason the ultrafine oil is better is it has a much wider temperature spread. The Volk, you had to be so careful. If it could be too cold, too hot, you could do damage. The ultrafine oil has a much broader spectrum insofar as the temperatures need to be before you can spray it. So that is something that even though your plants look pretty good, it really will help protect them. And you need to just mix it up, spray them. Always get underneath those leaves, if you will. That's where a lot of your problems arise. But ultrafine oil, that's on our November checklist.
Okay. So before we move forward, because we do have a couple of people asking if you can go back and review a few of the major points on our November checklist.
Okay. It's like we from the start?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have water.
Okay. Well, this is a lightning round, okay?
Oh, boy. Okay.
This is a lightning. Here we go.
I'm timing you.
Okay. Water is important. Watch the weather. When it's dry like this, three times a week, if you live in an area that doesn't have quite as much sand as you do in the southern part of the county, maybe go twice a week, 30 to 45 minutes. Keep in mind, the ECUA on November 15th for 90 days, mm-hmm. That's the monitoring of the amount of water you use, which will help set your rates moving forward into the rest of the year. A lot of people just cut their water off. Don't do that. Remember, we're protecting an investment. And watch your containers. Mow your lawn this time of year when it needs it. Don't scalp it, and it's a good time of the year to sharpen that blade. On your lawns, pre-emergence, good time to spray. Post-emergence, it's a good time to spray. Watch out for fungus. Sodding is okay this time of year, and insects probably are not a problem. And this is one we really concentrated on last week, is limestone. If you have St. Augustine grass, it's a good time to put down lime. You don't want to put down lime within 2 weeks of putting out a fertilizer, because they tie each other up, about 40 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and water it in good. That's good for St. Augustine. It is not good for centipede, because we're trying to correct an acid soil situation when we put it on St. Augustine. Centipede likes our acid soil, so we don't do it there. And finally, just to kind of catch ourselves up, it's a great time to sow ryegrass. You want a green lawn all winter? Oregon annual ryegrass is the best one. Be sure it's fresh seed. Ask the garden center person you buy from, be sure it's fresh seed. And then sow it maybe about 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Water it in good. Do keep it out of the flower beds, because if you put enough water on that ryegrass, it'll come up anywhere. It'll come up on that asphalt parking lot we have here at the studio if you put enough water on it. So ryegrass is good. That's the advantage. It's green. The disadvantage, you got to mow it. Most people want to put that lawnmower up for the winter. So ryegrass is a decision you have to make. And then finally, we got to our mulch, pine bark, cypress mulch, pine straw, rocks. No rocks, thank you. And then the oil spray. That's how far we got on our checklist, and we've still got some way to go.
Yes, we do. Okay, and we have some questions coming in, but we got to take a quick break here. You're listening to The Garden Line. Get those questions in. It's about 9:46 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
New school, new job, new home. Change is hard and can leave you feeling isolated. And divorce delivers one of life's hardest blows. The relationships you counted on are suddenly gone. But you don't have to walk through this alone. Call Cordell & Cordell.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Jacksonville area attorneys. 833-MEN-LAW-1. Offices in Jacksonville and by appointment only in Ponte Vedra Beach. Lisa Cargis, Florida resident partner. Joseph Cordell, licensed in Missouri and Illinois only. CordellCordell.com.
It's open enrollment for health insurance. Have you signed up? Do you know where? Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered. Tune in tomorrow at 10:30 as Chad PQ from Affiliated Insurance joins Jenna Barr on the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and latest information on healthcare. Join Affiliated Insurance tomorrow morning at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 6.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money Talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, Little Love City this morning.
I'll have to tell you, that is one of my favorite groups ever.
what is
Sergio Mendes. Now, there was Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66. Then there was Sergio Mendes and I want to say Brazil 77. So he kind of changed, but his music is just terrific.
Always consistently smooth.
There's no question. Great vocals. Just amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, 850-437-1620. Question for Mike. Of course, it's for Mike. I love that. How much time between post and pre-emergence to not stress the desired plants and grass?
Great question. That's a great question. I probably should have said that. I'd put at least 2 weeks between them.
Okay.
I would. And I think you can probably go ahead, and I would go ahead and do the post-emergence. Today, let's say today, wait 2 weeks, and then do the pre-emergence. And you could turn that around if you really wanted to. I don't think it's set in concrete. That's the way to do it. But I would put 2 weeks between the two because you're right. They're absolutely right. You don't want to put them both on the same day because that could easily stress the grass. So don't do that.
Okay, very good.
I'm glad. That was a great question.
Yes, and thank you for that. That's from Janet. She also sent in a picture of the Fufu from Fufu Fest. And
yes.
If you got to see that 3D light show. Did you get
no,
to see
that? I've seen it before. I've seen some of that
mercy.
Before. I missed it this year.
It was so good. It was so
amazing. Just amazing.
So good. Also, we have our friend Jan. So Janet texted the question. Jan said, shout out to Bailey's. They now have amaryllis and paper whites. Oh.
Paper whites. We need to talk about paper whites.
Okay, let's talk about it.
You want to talk about them now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Paper whites is a fun thing to do. It's a great grandchild activity. Whereas you buy the paper whites, you buy a little bowl, a nice decorative bowl. I want to say 4 inches maybe on the edges, and you put rocks in the bottom of it, and then you take the paper white bulbs and you kind of set them in those rocks, and then you put them, and then you put water up to about the bottom, to the bottom of the bulb, then you put them in a dark, semi-dark, if you will, area that gets in the 60s, and leave them there for and I get different times here. I'm going to say anywhere from 3 to 5 weeks. But anyway, you keep checking on them. And once the new growth comes up, the sprouts, you take them out of the dark and put them in a sunny location. And they will grow, and they will have the beautiful white small blooms on them. And a lot of people like to do that ahead of time in order to decorate for Christmas. Now, here's something that I have learned recently. Someone told me this, that if you grow paper whites, people that have grown them probably know exactly what I'm talking about. Once they grow, sometimes they get a little top heavy and want to lean over. So it would be nice to put something in that water, because you need to keep that water on those bulbs. If it evaporates, you need to replace it. You put alcohol, vodka. That's what was recommended, at about a 1-to-7 ratio. What that does, that slows down the growth somehow, and makes those stalks a little shorter and a little stockier, so it doesn't.
And then you just put a straw into your paper white, and you just go at it.
Well, I left that off the description. But paper whites are so cool. They are absolutely, I mean, you talk about a inexpensive, fun thing to do with the kids to watch plants grow. Because once you take them out of that dark and they've started to sprout, and you put them in the sun, not literally, but figuratively, you can almost watch them grow.
Do they come back every year?
No, that's it. Once you're done, you're done.
You're done.
You're done.
And you start again.
Throw them away, do them again. But
wow.
Now, the amaryllis is different. You can kind of do the amaryllis indoors for Christmas also, but then you can put it outside because it is a true Pensacola, beautiful perennial. It will come back every year, but the paper whites will not. So enjoy them. But you're not going to pay much. You can go buy a little pack of 10 probably for $5. I may be out of tune with the times on that, but it's really fun. Paper whites are great.
There's an entire article, by the way, that I found about, and it looks like it's probably from like 1995, but you know what? I think it still works. But I'm going to put that on our podcast today. So if you go to newsradio923.com, look for the Garden Line podcast, you'll be able to find it. Jan said she plants her paper whites outside, and they come back sometimes.
Really? After she's forced them inside, I wonder?
I think she keeps them outside.
Yeah. Well, you could plant them outside. They're going to freeze. Paper whites, unlike daffodils, and they're in the daffodil family, by the way. They supposedly, it's kind of iffy whether how they're going to do outside. But
wow.
Some people do it, and if we have a mild winter, you get away with it.
They
Absolutely.
Are very pretty.
But they are beautiful.
A great gift for Christmas time.
Absolutely.
Love that. Okay, it's about 9:55 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We got to take another quick break before we wrap things up here on The Garden Line.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Jack's Sports Bar and Grill is now open. It's your place to go for the best sports and food in town. Wings that are brined, smoked, and then fried. Cheesesteak that is out of this world. Heck, the Jack's fries alone are amazing. Yeah, they have the NFL ticket, and they have it for the NHL, college football, and the NBA. Big screens everywhere throughout the bar, dining room, and the patio. Open till midnight, Sunday through Thursday, and 2 a.m. on the weekends. Jack's Sports Bar and Grill, locally and veteran-owned and operated on 9th and Underwood in the Old Italy's finest location.
Here at ADS Communications Pensacola, we have a job opening. We're looking for part-time help from a handyman. Can you fix just about anything that needs fixing? We need help with building maintenance, electrical and engineering work, some vehicle maintenance. You get the idea. It's hard to nail down exactly what's needed, a little bit of everything, including maybe nailing down something. Apply today at hr@catcountry987.com and come fix our stuff.
I'd work for you, I'd slave for you, I'd be a beggar or a knave for you. If that isn't love, it'll have to do. Until a real thing comes along, I'd gladly...
Little Dean Martin to close out our time together here on The Garden Line.
Well, you were lip-syncing that one very well. That was very
probably
good.
Every single Dean Martin song ever made, ever recorded.
Great stuff.
The biggest crush on him growing up, and I was very upset when I found out he was dead.
Well, I always liked when Dean Martin came on with Johnny Carson. That was some of the funniest.
All the videos.
Some of the funniest stuff you'll ever see.
So good.
Sammy Davis Jr. was with him, and it was hilarious.
Man. And
they were old school, but they were so funny.
So many, and they have some of those on YouTube. It's not obviously the best quality, but you can find some of them. And, you know, I had a great dad who showed me all of those amazing things, and I was exposed to the greatest of greats. Hey, speaking of the greatest of greats, we have some of the best listeners on, the best actually, on planet Earth. And Catherine, I don't know if I've said this before, but Mike and I love magazines. We don't want to read on our Kindle or on our iPad all the time. We love opening up magazines and reading, whether we're sitting and enjoying some tea or coffee. And Catherine has blessed us with some magazines to read. And one of them features a local. And so I'm really excited. Thank you for that. And thank you for listening today and hanging out with us here. It's always a blessing to start my day with everyone, especially on Tuesday. It's a fun day.
Oh, I do like Tuesday. Thank Catherine. Thank you. Catherine has brought me bird books before, like from the Audubon Society and that type of thing. Great reading. And Catherine, you're great. Thanks for everything you do for us.
Yes, thank you so much. Hey, don't go anywhere. Bob Burgi is joining us if you would like to ask a question when it comes to retirement planning, your finances. Stay tuned, 850-437-1620.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.